Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Protests over Supreme Court abortion ruling.
I feel like I don't have a choice to my own body.
Some states ready abortion bans.
The Supreme Court fixed a wrong decision it made many years ago.
Russia's war tops G7 agenda.
Can't let this aggression take the form it has and get away with it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 3 days after the U.S. Supreme Court toppled the decision that legalized abortion in this country, the procedures are now banned in at least 8 states. More are expected to follow suit. A CBS News poll indicates 59% disapprove of the court's move, and that includes nearly 7 in 10 women. CBS's Jan Crawford begins our coverage.
My body, my choice!
Protests erupted across the country after the Supreme Court's historic ruling to end the constitutional right to an abortion.
Hell no, we don't need Roe!
With the ruling, at least 8 states have placed near total bans on abortion, and within months, it could be illegal or severely restricted in almost half the states in the country. Republican governors like South Dakota's Kristi Noem say they are prepared to help women with more support and new programs, while also working to stop women from getting abortion pills through the mail.
In South Dakota, we've already had a bill pass that said on telemedicine abortions that we don't believe it should be available because it is a dangerous situation for those individuals without being medically supervised by a physician.
Democratic governors where abortion will remain legal said their states will welcome all women for abortions, while others said they would work to make sure it's legal.
This is a fight like hell moment. We are using every tool we have to fight for reproductive rights for Michigan women.
The court decision stemmed from a case from Jackson, Mississippi. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports from the state's only abortion clinic, where women stand to lose an array of key services.
Dorinda Hancock and her volunteer group, the Pink Defenders, spent the weekend, as they have for years, escorting women past protesters and into Mississippi's only abortion clinic. She says the defenders will be there until the clinic closes its doors for good.
All we've been through here will always be a part of our lives. The patients that we've been able to give a little comfort to.
But elsewhere, the decision is seen as an answered prayer. It was at the center of Sunday service at Broadmoor Baptist Church, where the pastor encouraged adoption.
Roe versus Wade was overturned. And I pray, yes, we thank God for that.
In the Mississippi Delta, one of the poorest places in the nation, some counties are without a single obstetrician or pediatrician. Already, expectant mothers either don't have access to medical professionals or must drive hours.
In Longmont, Colorado, police are investigating a fire at a Christian pregnancy center as a possible arson. The front door was broken and a threat was spray painted on the front. Now to Germany. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is covering President Biden at the summit of G7 leaders.
CBS News has learned the White House is planning to announce this week the purchase of an advanced medium to long range surface to air missile defense system for Ukraine. Other security assistance likely to be announced this week include additional artillery ammunition and counter battery radars to address requests by the Ukrainian military. G7 countries are preparing for a ban on the import of Russian gold, a move designed to further isolate Moscow's economy. G7 leaders are also expanding sanctions to include Russia's access to key, what they call, industrial input services and technologies produced by the G7 economies, including those that would support Russia's armament industrial base and technology sector.
CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. which has come under attack from Russian forces for the first time in 3 weeks.
A rare barrage of Russian missiles flew over Kyiv on Sunday. And upon impact, plumes of smoke rose from a kindergarten and residential building. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said some missiles had been shot down, but called for more modern defenses from the international community.
There's a preliminary court hearing just outside Moscow today for American basketball star Brittney Griner as she awaits a trial on cannabis possession charges. The U.S. has called for her release. If convicted on the charges, Griner could face 10 years in prison. In the battle for hockey supremacy,
up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
The Colorado Avalanche with a 2-1 win in Game 6 on ABC, stopping Tampa Bay's bid for a third straight cup.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There were large pride parades in major cities all over the country, from San Francisco to New York City.
Protect queer kids!
And protect trans kids, some of the many messages shouted at this year's Pride March.
It feels really good. I feel like I'm able to be myself.
13-year-old Osh was wrapped in a trans flag coming to the march for the first time with his mom. Being trans at his age is difficult and sure doesn't come without fear.
I feel like I might get hurt or something if I do try and be myself. Outside of places like this.
Asha's mom proudly stood at her son's side as the march made its way down Fifth Ave in full color pride and inclusion.
Reporter Christy Kalishian of affiliate WCBS in New York. In Brentwood, California, 3 people were killed, 3 others injured when an Amtrak commuter train hit a car. No one on board the train was hurt. Now to South Africa and the investigation into the deaths of at least 20 people over the weekend at a nightclub. BBC reporter Shingai Nyoka says it happened in a coastal town called East London.
Eyewitnesses report seeing people collapse inside Enyobeni Tavern, just outside the city's business district. Disturbing pictures have emerged on social media of people lying on sofas, tabletops and on the floor as if asleep. Police say that most of the victims were teenagers. They were reportedly celebrating the end of exams.
In central Colombia, part of a wooden stands collapsed during a bullfight. At least 4 people were killed. Hundreds of others were hurt. Back here at home, Ole Miss takes the College World Series on ESPN.
1-2 pitch. Struck him out!
The Rebels beat Oklahoma 4-2 to take the school's first national baseball title.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The BET Awards were handed out last night.
Lizzo performed in a glittering gold disco ball outfit. Sean Combs won the BET's Lifetime Achievement Award.
But you know, I had to get focused, man. I had to get thin because it's important. Life is important, and we ain't here just for ourselves. We're here for our ancestors.
Chance the Rapper and Joey Badd teamed up for a new tune.
They talk about the highs and lows.
Janelle Monáe flipped the bird at SCOTUS after Friday's abortion ruling. And Jussie Smollett made his red carpet return after he was sentenced to 150 days for staging a racist, homophobic attack. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Costco is recalling about 400,000 Sun Villa solar-powered 10-foot umbrellas because their lithium-ion batteries can overheat, causing a fire. They were sold over the last 18 months. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.